Abigail Schreier, Planned Parenthood is one of the biggest dispensers of testosterone. By Robert Krajicek on July 7, 2020. Planned Parenthood is one of the largest distributors of testosterone to girls and women who self-diagnose as gender dysphoric, explained Abigail Schreier, author of Irreversible Damage. The transgender craze seducing our daughters, offering her remarks on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Sunday with host Jill Polack. Planned Parenthood is one of the biggest dispensers of testosterone, stated Schreier. They're one of the biggest providers of testosterone in the country, now. They are very happy to furnish it. They provide it on an informed consent basis. Meaning a young person of let's say 18 shows up after she's been obsessing about it for a while. Because these girls can tend to imagine that, testosterone, will be a cure-all. Schreier explained a typical scenario in which a girl or woman presents herself at a Planned Parenthood site in pursuit of testosterone as a remedy for self-diagnosed gender dysphoria. She shows up in the clinic and she self-diagnoses, remarked Schreier. She basically says, "Trust me. I feel terrible in this body. I'm definitely dysphoric. I'm definitely supposed to be a boy," and she signs the waiver and she gets testosterone that day. Schreier added, "You get testosterone now on an informed consent basis, meaning you leave Planned Parenthood with it that same day, without even a therapist's note." Listen. Abigail described a broader sociological trend of girls and young women viewing themselves as transgender while recalling the impetus for her book. About 1 year ago, she was contacted by a mother whose teenage daughter suddenly began describing herself as transgender. "A little more than a year ago, I was contacted by a mother who told me that her daughter, who never experienced gender dysphoria as a child, when it typically comes on, and all of a sudden, in her teenage years, she decided with a group of friends that she was transgender. Young women were getting caught up in this all across the country, and it turned out to be true. Gender dysphoria, this discomfort in biological sex, has gone from 0.01%, so 0.01% of the population, to now 2% of high school students identifying as transgender." Schreier continued, "So the question is why? What's going on? And the answer seems to be something like peer contagion. It's much more like anorexia. Girls in genuine pain convincing each other that this is the correct diagnosis. Oh, if only I wasn't so fat. Oh, if only I could get out of this body and be a boy, everything would be better." Schreier primarily interviewed progressive parents in researching her book. Schreier recalled, "I interviewed over almost five dozen, parents for the book, and it's overwhelmingly progressive parents, in part because they are a very open-minded group. So when their daughters come to them at 12 and 13 and say, 'I'm pansexual,' or 'I'm lesbian,' in general, they were very open-minded and in some cases they even said, 'Oh, that's great, honey. Let's attend the Pride Parade together,' or 'Let me support you in this.' What they didn't realize, necessarily, was that what the daughter was really looking for was rebellion and individuation. So the moment it turned out that wasn't the way to upset mom, she just said, 'Oh, I'm really a boy,' and once the daughter decides that, unfortunately there are so many doctors and so many clinics that can't wait to encourage her in this, celebrate this identity, and give her a testosterone, which will permanently alter her body." Polack asked what policies or strategies are valuable in combating the propagation of gender ideology to children. Schreier advised, "We have to get young people off of social media. We know that the current mental health crisis that young girls are in is tied to social media, in which they obsess about their own bodies and obsess over their comparison to everyone else, and it's making them unhappy, sad, and suicidal, even in numbers we've never seen before." Schreier went on, "Social media also allows our young people access to these online gurus who are so excited to tell them how wonderful testosterone is and how it will cure all their problems, and these girls watch these videos over and over. They steep in this until they are so confused. We have to get gender ideology out of the schools," maintained Schreier. "You should always show compassion and decency to any child, transgender or not, but that you can show compassion to a transgender child without teaching gender ideology in the school, just as you can show compassion to any child without doing that. It's really confusing our kids. Gender ideology is now integrated into several states' curriculum for children," noted Schreier, which includes offering children a buffet of gender options to choose from. She elaborated, the California public school system has one of the most thorough and radical gender indoctrination programs in the country. They call it Sexual Orientation and Gender Identity Curriculum. And they are encouraging children from kindergarten on to choose from one of a number of gender options. They even have it as school policy that if a child comes out and selects one of these gender options, if the girl decides they are gender nonconforming or non-binary or even a boy and chooses a new name and pronoun, the parents will not be informed. This is true in New York, New Jersey, and other jurisdictions as well. That means the child will have been using a new name and pronoun, and even be using the boy's bathroom and even be staying with the boys on the overnight trip, sometimes for a whole year, before the parents ever find out, Schreer added. Breitbart News Sunday broadcasts live on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajcik on Twitter.